speed and tension. If the dog is pulling too much or walking too fast. Possible causes. Food incentive. Overwilling dog. The handler is being too tense on the handle. The handler's method of control is ineffective. Possible remedies. The willingness of the dog may be too high on particular routes that the dog knows end in a pleasurable destination. A change in route to the same destination may help. Using less incentive may lower the willingness. For example, try using less vocal praise and hand signals. If the dog is walking too fast, give the steady command instead of just hanging back tightly on the handle. If the dog requires physical and/or vocal corrections to control the tension, the level administered must be such that a response is gained from the dog as soon as possible. Physical control that is too gentle only succeeds in making the dog resilient to your corrections, so always try to be effective with your initial correction. If you are in doubt as to how to give a physical correction, you should contact Pilot Dogs. When using vocal corrections, it is very important that your tone of voice is calm but firm, thereby letting the dog know in no uncertain terms what is required from him. Stopping the dog frequently also assists in lessening tension. Be sure to walk at a moderate speed yourself. If you walk too fast, this acts as an incentive to your dog. If the problem occurs at a time just before the dog is fed, it may be helpful to change the feeding time so this incentive is diminished. Next section. Low tension, if your dog's speed or tension is insufficient. Possible causes. The dog's willingness has dropped. The handler's method of control is ineffective. The dog is ill. Possible remedies. If this problem presents itself suddenly and is out of character with the dog, it is likely that the dog is ill. If in doubt, contact your veterinarian. Routes used very frequently or those which have a destination that the dog finds unpleasant or boring are likely to be the routes where the willingness drops. A change of route or destination may create added interest for the dog, especially if a free run can be included. When you reach your destination, be sure to give the dog plenty of praise so that he associates that destination with pleasure. Other people at the destination may be asked to help by making the dog welcome there. When covering such routes, be sure to give the dog as much incentive as possible in the form of vocal and physical praise.